So how do storage performance analysis tools work differently in this environment than in a physical server one?
Well, it's funny now because in many respects they're very similar and in many respects they're very different. I would never really use tools inside a virtual machine if I was monitoring CPU or memory. But there is more temptation, I think, to actually look at disk activity in a virtual machine using the guest operating system tools. After all, a write to a disk is a write to a disk. You know, whatever method it gets to the physical storage, you can't avoid the physical world. But what makes it different is the VM only sees a SCSI adapter. It has no idea if you've got fiber channel HPAs or whether you've got 10 gig storage. It just sees a virtual SCSI adapter. And any read-write activity taking place inside the virtual machine gets translated down through some sort of storage driver or controller on the host. Now, if that's NFS or iSCSI, it's going to be, in most cases, an Ethernet driver it gets translated through. Obviously, if it's fiber channel, it will be a driver for Emulex or QLogic. So although most in-guest tools will give you reliable information, you have to treat them with great caution because the big thing is that one virtual machine is totally unaware of all the other virtual machines that are on the same physical host. And all those virtual machines together are sharing the same connection to the storage backend, whether that's Ethernet or whether that's fiber channel. So if you really, really want to know what's going on, it has to be kind of done outside of the scope of the virtual machine, outside of the guest operating system, using either tools from the hypervisor vendor, whether that's VMware or Microsoft. And really what you're looking for when you're doing that kind of analysis outside of the guest is you're looking for contention. You're looking for volumes or LUNs that are oversubscribed, or you have too many VMs on a single LUN or a volume, and they're just generating far too much I/O. Or most cases, you're looking at the array. Has the LUN that's being presented to the host got insufficient spindles backing it to deal with the I/O, or has the wrong RAID level being used for that particular profile of storage? I think the key thing to get across when you're doing any analysis of storage is that you're going to probably need a bit of information from both environments, from your virtualization environment and probably from your array. And in most cases, people find that the problem isn't with the virtual machine, but with the storage array. And it's a classic example of mistaking the symptom, poor performance in the virtual machine, for the cause, which is often something external, something to do with the way the array is being configured. Perhaps the most common mistake that people make is when they're going to create a new virtual machine, they sort the data stores they've got available by free space, and they just plonk their VMs on the data stores that have the most free space. What I would suggest to people is sort your data stores by their I/O capabilities. You know, fast or slow storage, is it SATA or is it SAS or even SSD-based storage, and use that as your guide for where you put your virtual machines, not just which ones have got the most free space on.